Thank you. That's a very timely question, actually. I was just speaking with our colleague from UNFCCC as well on something very similar in terms of how we can support the enhanced transparency framework. As you say, I think that the first thing that we are doing is basically bringing this to light. And it's not to, you know, here we hear a lot about the enhanced transparency framework. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had a regional event in Senegal with seven countries from Africa. And we had actually, we were very fortunate to have Lorna Lisa also discuss there the ETFs. And it was a big shock for our participants. They didn't know what was coming, and they didn't know that, oh, this is now something that they are doing this year. So I think that this is, the, as you mentioned, the first step to do. But as they grow and capacity grows, what we usually do is that we will hear for requests from the countries on what they need, and then we will come back. In this case, for the BTRs, we're hoping to have a collaboration to get them started, get them at least some capacity so that they can do it in-house instead of having to hire or completely depend on consultants that sometimes create a little bit of confusion on how the things are done. But I'm sure that this will continue to grow, and then as it grows, we get requests. We are a very small agency, but we are also very flexible. So we get requests, then we build up programs, and then we roll them out as needed. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.